Now, a disabled woman living in East Belfast says it's a miracle she hasn't been killed or seriously injured while out on her mobility scooter. Mary Hamilton says because several curbs haven't been dropped, she has no choice but to take her scooter on the busy roads. Lisa accompanied Marie on a recent outing.
We've just left your house and you're on your scooter. Well, how much do you depend on this?
I depend on this a lot. This is my way of getting out, doing my daily chores, doing my shopping, going to the doctors, everything. This, you know, I really depend on this, so I do.
Because you've got rods in your back, is that right?
I have got rods and I've got osteoarthritis all down my left hand side as well.
Without this, you'd be snookered then?
Without my scooter, I would be a prisoner in my home. I wouldn't have any life at all, so I wouldn't.
Well, come on, we'll head down the road here and you can show me just the sort of obstacles you have to negotiate every day.
It is very, very difficult because for the simple reason, right, there's curbs that are dropped, but the main curb, right, it's just so high, you cannot get up this, and to go on the road, the cars are double parked, and there's cars coming from the Ravenhill Road up to Milady's Road, and I've been clipped twice.
You've actually been hit on your scooter?
I've been clipped twice, there's the evidence there.
Oh, just at the back wheel there, you can see where it's all scraped.
Yeah, I've been clipped twice. Yep, I have.
You're very lucky it was only the scooter damaged.
Yeah, very lucky. It's a miracle that I have not been badly hurt. Because they fly round that corner. They really fly round that corner. So they do. And it's so dangerous.
Do you feel then that every time you head down to the main road that you're taking your life in your hands?
Do you know what I do? I actually stop here and I ask God for to be with me till I get the other end because I'm terrified. I'm literally terrified. I'm heart scared because of cars coming up here.
Where we are, we're in a wee entry off My Lady's Road. Is this the last place then that you feel safe?
Yeah, there's a car, right? For me to get up on the footpath, right, I have to go way up the corner there and the cars come right round.
Because that curb, looking at your scooter and looking at the curb, there's no way you could accelerate up that curb.
No,
it's too high.
Can't. It's impossible.
At this point, then, you have no choice but to pull out onto My Lady's Road on your scooter.
That's right. I have to pull onto that road and the traffic at this present time is flying.
The good thing is you've got me with you today, so rather than you risking yourself, will I lift it up this curb for you?
There we go.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks very much.
Marie, we actually had to get help to get that onto the curb. I couldn't manage it on my own.
That is correct. And I feel terrible at having to ask people. It hurts me and upsets me.
Oh, Marie.
It hurts. Upsets me.
Is it because you're very independent?
Yeah.
And
yeah, I like to do things myself. I don't like asking anybody for to do anything at all. So I don't, you know.
It must be very frustrating for you.
It is frustrating. When the car clipped me, that just finished me. I have to come right up that road to get there.
And that's a good 100 yards of you being in the middle of the road.
Yeah, exactly.
So we must have crossed about 5 roads and entries.
Yeah.
They're all dropped and they're all
easy
enough for you to negotiate.
Yes. I don't understand why they have dropped every curb bar these ones. And the next curb after this one is very, very high.
Because this is the junction with the Albert Bridge, this is very busy and you've got 4 lanes of traffic there and because of the height of the curbs, you have to pull onto the road.
Yeah, I have to pull onto the road. And really, I am terrified. I am literally terrified.
What would you say to the people in the road service and in the Department of Regional Development? What's your plea to them today?
please, I'm begging you, please, would you come out and fix this? I cannot get up and down these curbs. I have to go under the road, which is going to cause a very bad, could be fatal accidents. Please, from the bottom of my heart.
Well, that's a very strong, compelling report there from Lisa. And you've got a lady there pleading from local government for help. The DRD Road Service, they've now said that they are aware of that lady's complaints. They have provided a point of contact. They have said that they will arrange a site visit. And what we're going to do as a programme is stay across that story. And let's see if local government can actually give a result from a lady, disabled, who's pleading for help. You know, and she shouldn't be praying to anybody to get across a road. She has as much right to have dignity travelling around this country as any of the rest of us. And it is for local government to ensure that that lady can travel.